Hey, Bill.
Yes.
You and I are big fans of old-time radio
Love
shows.
Love it. Fantastic stuff.
And we had Chuck Shaden on a couple weeks ago. And I am honored to introduce someone that I actually got my radio start with at Triton College Radio, WRRG G89.
Yep. I remember.
Where they taught you how to push the button so the guests can talk.
Yeah, I'm
That's
sorry.
Secondary. Who needs
it? It was 10 watts. I mean, it was, you've come a long way.
I know.
At 10 watts. Barely got off the campus.
We're reunited again because we worked together at G89, and you guys are going to be starting here on WGN Sunday nights at 11?
Yes. Excited as can be. Lisa Wolf and I. We are just completely, I don't know. It's like I'm pinching her and she's pinching me.
You guys shouldn't do that in the studio.
It hurts when he pinches.
Is that what the whole show is going to be about?
Pinching.
Just the two of you pinching,
each other. Of each other,
No one's done that before. Yeah. I think this is great.
Pain can be exciting.
Well, tell the concept of the show, because they told Wendy and I about a week ago, and both of us are like, "What? We should have been doing this forever ago. This is great."
Well, that's what I was doing on WRRG back in 1981, playing classic radio shows on, and I've just been blessed to be doing it on stations in the Chicagoland area ever since. And I got the call a couple of weeks ago from Todd Manley, and he said, "We think we could do a 3-hour time slot for you on Sunday nights here till 2 in the morning, 11 o'clock Sundays till Mondays, 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And so I said, "Lisa, are you willing to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning? Because I know you like your beauty sleep."
And I need it, but
she says, yeah, because Lisa and I have been doing a show for 6 years together where we introduce these classic radio shows, it's going to just be great. Doing it here on such a legendary station.
Mm-hmm. So WGN Radio Theater, that's what we're calling
it.
Perfect time on a Sunday evening like that, too. You're unwinding, you're getting ready, and something about the radio drama that really brings you back to a more comfortable time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the theater of the mind. When people say, "What is an old-time radio show? What is a classic radio show?" I say, you have to just experience it, because when you read a great book and then you see the movie, usually the book is just a little better than the movie, because your imagination is so powerful and creates these incredible pictures that no movie director can do on screen, because your mind is so powerful. But with a radio drama, you get more, because they give you the acting, the music, and the sound effects to add to that experience. So these pictures that you create in your mind are beyond anything you can do just from reading a book. It's there's nothing like it.
The pacing of those shows from the 1940s, they would never do something like that today, because somebody would say, "Oh, you're wasting too much time. Get to the point."
Right.
But that's what made them so good, is they weren't getting to the point. They were letting you soak it all in.
And you would hang on every breath of someone to find out what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to play the best of the best, because we're going to do 3 half-hour shows every Sunday night. Like this Sunday at 11, we're going to do Suspense with Cary Grant. We're going to do Jack Benny with his guest Frank Sinatra, and Gunsmoke with William Conrad as Marshall Matt Dillon. All three of those shows made the transition to television, by the way. Mm-hmm. So we'll do a lot of those where they started on radio in the 30s, 40s, or 50s, made the transition to TV when TV was invented.
We were talking about Edgar Bergen the other day. Mm-hmm. It started out a conversation about Candace Bergen and how there was a bitterness between her and Charlie McCarthy, the puppet.
Yeah.
And we were marveling at the fact that...
That is ridiculous when you say it, but I know,
it's
true.
Crazy.
Well, when you have a bigger bedroom in the house than Candace.
I told that story.
True. It's true.
His bedroom was 5 times the size of her bedroom.
You know, he made, Charlie McCarthy made Edgar Bergen a lot more money than Candace did when they were kids. So I think that's what it was all about. I mean, he was the star of that show. It was the Edgar Bergen show and Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show. People thought Charlie McCarthy was a real person.
Right.
They really did.
And he was influential. He's the reason I still wear a monocle to this day.
And top hat.
Why do you look really good, Bill?
Hey, that's nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Peanut called. He would like look back.
That's not nice.
Oh, that's so funny.
But a ventriloquist on the radio, who in a million years would have thought that would have worked?
Pretty odd.
Yeah.
Right? And it worked. Big time. He was, and Don Ameche was his master of ceremonies on that show.
Was he?
Yeah. And it was a big showcase. It was an hour-long show. It was the Chase and Sanborn Hour. Back then, they used to name the show after the sponsor, right? The Jell-O Show with Jack Benny or...
Texaco Star Theater.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was a big, big, expensive production in front of a live audience with a band. And, there was maybe 100 people employed on the show. So it was It was big time.
What happened to that? How come they don't do that anymore?
And the crazy thing, too, when I listen to these radio shows like Lux, the Lux Radio Theater. Lux Radio Theater was, back in the 30s, was like $100,000 to put the show on the air. Back then. That was the most lavish show, right? And we'll play some. And because they had major movie stars on it and, you know, whole orchestra and all this. Yeah. And Lux Soap was paying that kind of money. They were the only sponsor.
Wow.
You know, you don't see that anymore. On television, you have you have 20 different sponsors.
Yeah. Right.
And as it turns out, ventriloquism was a dying art, and it really is coming back.
It is to some extent.
It is.
Yeah, Lisa has four or five
ventriloquism I keep on my shoulders.
Right.
I'm one of them.
You know what I used to love on those old shows is when a character would show up, and you know, we got to know the shows, we knew the characters week to week, but they would just come in and say hello, like it'd be the Jack Benny show in Rochester, go, "Hey, Mr. Benny," and the crowd would go nuts it's a guy that
Absolutely.
We've seen before.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt. That show was genius. And then when you think about how there's nothing new anymore. Everything was based on something. You know, the Seinfeld show, as brilliant as it is, there are so many correlations to the Jack Benny program. I mean, I could just go on and on about the correlations. But, you know, Cheers, there was a show called Duffy's Tavern on radio. And mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just so, you know, it's just amazing, the roots. And we're going to play all those shows. And you're going to get to hear them and say, wow, that's just like this or just like that. So we're going to talk about it. And we're just psyched. We just love it.
I can't wait to hear this. And I collect old time radios, some of them just for looks and mm-hmm. some of them work. And I have a console one that's, you know, probably up to my waist. And you plug it in. And once the tube warms up, it has this rich, robust sound, which takes me back to that time where that's what entertainment was. People would sit around, stare at that radio console.
Yeah, they really did. They stared at it. Yeah, they would sit around. They would have, as they called it back then, supper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? They'd have supper, and then dad would sit there with the newspaper, and mom might be knitting, and the kids would be on the floor. And they would have the radio on, and they would stare at that radio. And, you know, Amos and Andy came on, or Jack Benny, or Suspense, or Gunsmoke, the Whistler. And they just, it was a magical time, and we're gonna explore that for 3 hours every Sunday night.
Well, we can't wait.
Begins this Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday.
All right, we'll talk more in just a little bit to Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf, the new hosts of WGN Radio Theater, which debuts this Sunday night at 11 p.m. Stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
A new show is coming to this very radio station Sunday nights at 11 p.m. It's called WGN Radio Theater, and Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf will be putting that together. Before we continue, I want you to hear some texts that you'll be getting, and you'll love it here because you can read texts instantly that people are doing, 312-981-7200. They can call, they can text. It's very much fun. Thanks so much for this. Love the old radio programs. Can't wait till Sunday night. Hang on.
Some of them have swear words, so Wendy has to take the swear words out.
There was one
out.
I had that I wanted to read, and it was just a 31-year-old guy who said I shouldn't. Oh, here, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Wow. Damn it, I'm 30. I shouldn't know that.
Yeah, no, you know, that's fantastic. We love that. I mean, you know, the great thing about a classic radio show is you didn't have to hear it back in the 30s and 40s to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Because the people that remember hearing those shows that are listening were youngsters back when they heard it for the first time, which just proves all you have to do is be exposed to it, and that's what we wanted to expose. You don't have to be 60, 70, 80, 90 to enjoy it. You can be a youngster.
You know, so many of the people who came out of radio then segued into television successfully or film successfully, but there were some people, Fred Allen is one of the ones that I always think, that was just so great on the radio, and I always wondered, why didn't that transfer over to other mediums?
Yeah, you know, his kind of comedy was really topical kind of humor. And I guess he was really kind of nervous about TV.
He did
What's My Line for a while.
Yeah.
But his show just didn't, you know, he just didn't make it, you know, over the TV. But most of them did. Red Skelton, Ozzie and Harriet, Jack Benny, Burns and Allen, the comedians, they made the transition without any problem at all. And a lot of the dramas and westerns, you know, Lone Ranger.
Some faces aren't meant to transfer from radio to television. That's just
don't I know it, Lisa. Thank you so much for saying that. Some of the shows were only, you know, now our format is always 30 minutes, 60 minutes. But back then there were shows that were 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. 15 minutes, a lot lot of them. Yeah, Vic and Sade, yeah. Lum and Abner. These were shows that were, you know, 15 minutes, and they were serialized. Every day they would be 15 minutes a day, and people tuned in like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Sam and Henry, which started on this radio station in the 20s and then became the Amos and Andy show for, you know, 15 minutes a day. People that were literally, when they were on, movie theaters had to kind of cancel the movies at that time. There would nobody come to the movies during that 7 o'clock hour. So Right. They would just schedule around it. That's how powerful these radio shows were.
Somebody texted they want your thoughts on Stan Freberg,
yeah,
who just passed away.
You know, I had the great fortune of working with Stan. Stan was the host of my show for years, When Radio Was. Mm-hmm. We worked together 8 years. And I was just so saddened to hear about his passing. Just a wonderful, wonderful guy. What I loved about him, he referred to himself in the third person. He would always say, well, I don't know if Freberg, you know, would like that very much, Carl. You know, I can't be doing that, you know. And he was just hilarious. I mean, he didn't even know he was being hilarious. That's how talented he was. I mean, he would just talk to you and you'd just crack up.
Can I ask, you mentioned Amos and Andy a little while ago. There are certain people who believe that those should be erased, mm-hmm. that we shouldn't be subjected to Amos and Andy.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you know, there was, first of all, the show was, you know, there's a lot of controversy about that program, but I wonder why there isn't about Lum and Abner, mm-hmm. why there isn't about Life with Luigi, mm-hmm. or why there isn't
the
about, you know, there's the Goldbergs. I mean, you know, it was just all in fun. It was all in fun. These were people that were, you know, they came from Harlem, mm-hmm. and they were hardworking. The one guy was a hardworking guy. The other guy was, you know, someone who wanted to just have fun in life. And there was really nothing prejudiced about the show at all. But, you know, it's just people hear it now. It's a different era, you know. And you could say the same thing about, you listen to Life with Luigi. I'm Italian. You listen to Life with Luigi and he's going, Mamma Mia, this and that.
Yeah.
And that, you know. So it's, if you want to find something to talk about it, you will. But if you just listen to it all and just listen to it in fun.
Lisa?
Yeah, what I was going to say was we never can make everybody happy.
Yeah.
And we do get a lot of feedback from our listeners now. And there's always somebody who is thrilled with what we do. And then, as you well know, there's always somebody who has something to say,
yeah.
And has an opinion other than that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we appreciate both sides, but we like the people better who are happy for us. And
that's
agree a, with
that's
us.
It's shocking to hear that.
Isn't that
I'm
something?
Surprised to hear you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think part of the problem stems from the fact, at that point on the radio version of Amos and Andy, it was two white guys playing two
yeah.
black guys. By the time it moved to film and TV for a little while,
yeah.
it was black guys playing black guys.
Yeah, I mean, it was, all I can say, it was the most popular radio show of all time. And for the time it was on television, it was probably the most popular comedy show of all time.
Yeah.
And I watch it on, you know, I have DVDs of it and I listen to the radio shows and I just don't see it or hear it. I just don't understand. Mm. I really don't. As I don't with Life with Luigi or Lum and Abner, I just laugh. I think it's funny.
Well, something came up on the air which I was embarrassed about. You know, I thought that a tank top was called a dagotee. I'm half Italian. My grandfather
right.
used to wear it. I would go into the Gap and say, "Where are your dagotees?"
Right.
And people would look at me like, "What?"
Huh?
But it wasn't a bad thing. My grandpa wore it.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Call them by the non-offensive name, wife beaters.
Right.
That's the better name.
See, that one we never called them.
But you've heard people say that. Like, every time I hear somebody say that, I go, seriously, that's what you think that shirt is called? Really?
I know. But again, you know, people are just sometimes they're looking for something to tip them off.
Right.
You
know,
you got to chill out, be a little more laid back. I don't know.
Can we do a call or two? Look at how many people are so happy that the show has come to fruition.
That's great.
I wish we could get to all these calls. So
this is all family and friends,
yes.
I'm guessing.
Priscilla, jump to it quickly because we're running out of time. Carl Amari
and
Lisa
I
Wolf.
Love the fact that they're going to have this on Sunday night. I can't wait.
Oh,
love
thank
your
you
show.
So much.
Love everybody.
Oh,
keep
thank
up
you.
The good work.
We are so excited.
Please listen. We can't wait. Yeah, we can't wait.
We're bursting here. We are smiling. I know you can't see our faces, but we cannot stop smiling over here.
We'll attest to that.
You can't see mine, and I can't stop smiling.
That's so nice.
I love the radio shows. Okay,
thank
you guys.
Thank you.
Boy, she listened to me. I was pretty excited. Try and be quick so we can get everyone in. Larry, what did you want to say to Carl and Lisa?
Yeah, real quickly, my wife and I, we used to watch the radio. And when we would imagine the radio, it was in black and white.
You're right.
Because the movies were in black and white.
Right. Right.
So wow. We listened to the old time radio from the College of DuPage.
Yeah.
On,
sure.
Saturday afternoon from 1 till 5.
Yep.
Free plug there. But now do it Sunday nights from 11 to 2 a.m. WGN Radio Theater.
I'm sleeping then.
We'll send a wake up call.
Yeah,
over
we
there.
Will. Yeah, Bill said we're going to send someone to your house and bring your doorbell.
We'll keep you awake.
And you guys called this WGN Radio Theater even when you did it in other places, which was weird. I don't know how they allowed that to be said that way.
WGN Radio
Theater. I don't get that.
And one more, real quick. Marianne has a great question. Hi, Marianne.
Yes, I was wondering, are you guys going to have comedies like Life of Riley and, I forget that guy's name with the mustache?
Gildersleeve.
Gildersleeve, yeah.
The great Gildersleeve.
Wow, Bill. Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve. We will. Willard Waterman, and then Hal Perry originated. But yes, absolutely. Yeah. And here's another thing we're going to have. Four times an hour, so 12 times in the evening, we're going to have Name That Movie. We're going to play a movie clip from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, all the way to today. We'll give the star of the movie in the year, and if you can call in, you're going to win fabulous prizes.
Theater tickets and things.
Yeah. Right. So please listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Marianne. It begins this Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's called WGN Radio Theater. Carl Amari, Lisa Wolf will be hosting this. Bill will call in and try and one-up you like he just did right there with the great Gildersleeve.
I didn't do the impression. Leroy, I didn't do any of that. Next time I'll do that.
You know, and what are you, 18 or 19?
I just turned 19.
And he remembers these shows, so he loves these shows.
That's amazing.
Great. Why are men such liars?
Congrats, you guys. This is going to be an exciting show.
We
love to hear it.
By the way, we love your show. Thank you for having us
we
on.
We do.
Just love you guys.
So nice. It's Carl Amari. It's Lisa Wolf. Listen in Sunday night at 11 for WGN Radio Theater. We'll talk to Bob and Marianne next. It's WGN.